Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. Okay, guys, solo episode, just the two of us. How you like it? Today, we're going to talk about, so when things are ending in your life, but you don't know what is next. I have seen this so much in my practice lately, a lot of breakups or leaving jobs. It's funny, like not all of it is like a full breakup. To me, it's also just like the ending of the way things have been done. So kind of reminds me of like, you know, I've been through that with my husband. That 7-year itch thing is like a real thing. And after those 7 years, between 7 and 10 years, it was really like a renegotiation for us. And what our relationship was ended. And then now we have like a totally new marriage. So we stayed together, right? But there was a renegotiation. So it could also be something like that. Could also be like, let's say you have a company and it's not that you're like necessarily closing the company, but the way that you do things or the way things have been done in your company, in your career has to be renegotiated. So there's like, I can no longer do it this way and something else is trying to come through me. So I'm seeing that a lot, like people just kind of knowing that there's something new. And I think a lot of that is, there's a few reasons why that's happening. Number one, it really just seems like a lot of people are kind of getting an upgrade in worth and like what is possible for us. It's almost like, you know, after COVID, people were just like grateful to kind of like be back at work or like getting things done or kind of just surviving. And now like that storm has settled and we're really thinking, okay, like I think it's safe to like dream a little dream, you know? I think it's safe to like ask for more, want more, desire more. And then it's just coming from like this like upgrade in power. There has been like some sort of shift within us collectively, knowing that we deserve more, that we're worthy of more, and we're ready for to like ask for the next level. But sometimes, you know, the hard thing about like when our worth starts to develop more and like as we start to feel more worthy, what's super unfortunate is that a lot of things fall apart. When you start to dream bigger or have like a bigger manifestation that you're working on, a lot of what is current in your life that could not go with you where you're going ends up leaving you. And that is like so hard to see. And it's funny because when I have people come my way that that's what's happening to them, there's this kind of feeling of like, oh my gosh, like why is this leaving me? Or why has this happened to me? And it's like, I always say like, you made it happen because you're dreaming a bigger dream is like, okay, yeah, cool. Like it's working. Like that manifestation is working and it's trying to come to be, but it will ask for anything that could not sustain like the upgrade to leave. So when things are falling apart or crumbling or leaving us, even sometimes it's stuff that we like, you know, that we're happy for it to leave, it is typically happening because your mind is expanding and your kind of idea of like what you can bring into your life is starting to grow. And of course, things are going to leave you because they cannot go where you're going, you know, and that's hard. Or like I said, it doesn't always have to be that it's something that is leaving you, but it's something that can no longer exist the way it's been existing. So that renegotiation is more about like where I'm going, I cannot go there as long as I have this kind of relationship to this thing. And I really want to go there. So I don't necessarily want to like end this or leave this, but I do know that I need to renegotiate this so that there's like space for me to go where I'm trying to go. So with that being said, I don't want you to think that you are doing anything wrong if something is trying to leave you or if you're just like not feeling the same about something, like you almost like you don't have the energy or the ambition to go after something maybe you've been going after for a long time, it's not a sign that like, oh my gosh, your mojo is running out or that you're doing something wrong because things are leaving you or crumbling. It's just that you are, it's a good thing. You know, it's like you're dreaming bigger. And because of that, life is trying to change. So sometimes like we're welcoming, you know, what we're like letting go and what's trying to leave us. But other times it's hard to let go of these things because we don't know where we're going, right? So if you're having a hard time letting go what is trying to leave you, it's actually like really beautiful. Like it's leaving you because it has taken its course, right? Like everything has its course and it just looks like this thing that is ending. You kind of thought it would exist forever, or maybe even you thought that like, yeah, it was going to end one day. You just didn't realize that you were going to miss it when it left, you know? So it's really like this beautiful farewell. So whatever it is that you are releasing or that's trying to leave you, to definitely give it a lot of love and a farewell. It definitely feels like it's not necessarily a clean ending, that this may linger for a while. Kind of reminds me, like I told you, like that renegotiation with my husband, it was like 3 years for us to kind of move into this next way of being. So from like year 7, it was like, okay, this can be no longer. But 7 to 10 was a little bit of that purgatory, like in between place, until, and then 10 was like when we were like, okay, like in the new groove. So it feels like that's what's happening. And maybe you've already been in that in between place and this has already started. But all that really needs to happen about letting go is knowing that you are clear that you no longer want this, that this no longer serves you, and that this way of being is ending. It doesn't mean that, for example, let's say like a divorce, it doesn't mean that you need to be divorced tomorrow. It might drag out for 2 years or whatever, but it's like your heart knows that like this is the end. Same thing with work. It doesn't mean that you're like, all right, got to burn down this business and totally run a new one. It just means that your heart knows that this is the end of an era and that we are really trying to get pregnant with what is next. So it feels like it's a kind of an emotional like ending and letting go, like kind of emotionally. I know that this is like where I draw the line, that almost like 2 years from now, you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember in April of 2024 is like really when I knew that it was over, but I couldn't see the next thing until, you know, 2 years from then or whatever. So it feels like you'll know that this is kind of like when you ended it, but we won't see like your new life for just a little bit more down the road. So this may sound a little funny, but I do feel that this end of an era could use a little bit of a ritual. So a little bit of like kind of closing that chapter. And it could be something like as simple as getting a rock and like climbing a little bit of a hill and like kind of, you know, saying that this rock signifies like that career, that business, that relationship, and I'm releasing it and letting it go. It does not mean it's going to leave you right away because it's not leaving without a fight. It does look like it leaves like a track, you know, like a lot of like kind of cleaning things up and organizing, but energetically you release it so that something new can come in. It's kind of like when you're cleaning out your closet. Like my rule is that I try not to buy new hangers, because if I'm buying new hangers, it means that like my closet's getting too stuffed. Like I have to get rid of clothes and that in order to get new clothes. So it's kind of like that, like almost like something new is trying to come into you, but we also have to like make energetic space and let go of an old thing. So there's a little bit of like a farewell. It could even be an idea. Like it could even be something like you've been having this idea and you've been trying this like business or whatever, but it didn't really work. So now you're getting like pregnant with like the next idea. So a little bit of a ritual, guys. Nature loves to be rituals. You can even do burning. Like you can write some stuff on a paper and then just like burn it, you know, even in a little pot is fine, or outdoors, you know, getting a stone and throwing it into the water, anything like that. But just like a little kind of line in the sand that this is like when you let it go, almost like a little burial, you know, like a saying goodbye to this thing. And that really is going to help you let it go. And also after doing this little ceremony, like letting the universe, letting God know that you trust where it is trying to take you, that you don't know exactly where you're going or how it's all going to pan or what's coming through next, but you're open to receiving. Receiving is actually the next thing I wanted to talk about, because where you're coming from is like a stage of like doing, working on, pushing, trying to make it, you know, like taking all the steps, all that. And that vibe is very different than kind of this like getting pregnant with a new life kind of creation vibe. So you were almost like in many ways like trying to keep something that was dying alive, you know? So there's a lot of work towards the end of the life because you're trying to do everything you can to make it work. And now it's just kind of coming to a halt. So this next energy is really this energy of receiving. So after we do our little ceremony, let it go, now can we shift our vibration into a vibration of energy, of receiving in this arena, right? Because like you might not be able to be receiving. I don't know. You're taking care of your kids. You're doing all the hard things. You're paying bills, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, there's a lot of doing there. But this thing of like what is next feels like it is something you are getting pregnant with, and it is a creation that's trying to come through you, like almost using you as the vessel to be created, and it's trying to come through you. So this is more of a receiving it rather than a doing it. Because also, if you think about how this is all panning, it's not even like my sense is that like whatever you're letting go, like you didn't even know you were going to let it go. Like you didn't even mean to. Like this kind of came out of nowhere that you were just like, I can't enough or whatever. And that almost a part of you is like, yeah, I would have loved for it to work. I would have loved for it to keep going. But like it clearly cannot. There's no more life in it. And that is because it's been pushed out for this new creation to come through. And again, part of this is because you were like dreaming a bigger dream. So it's not really your job to like exactly know what is coming through or to exactly know like how it's going to happen. It's really your job to receive it and to like let it come through you. So this way of being is going to be different than how you've been existing and like doing things before. So to be in receiving mode is really about, it's a very feminine energy, right? So it's a very intuitive energy. It's a non-linear energy. So meaning like you can't really like follow steps and like kind of do it in a line for this like kind of new life to come your way. It's definitely very explorative. Like it makes me feel like instead of like walking a straight line of like hiking, I'm kind of like going all sorts of different areas in the land. And it also feels like there's a lot of kind of doing new things, taking breaks, doing new things, taking breaks. So it feels like I'm going in and out, like almost like the ocean. So for example, for me, I might do a whole afternoon in the garden because I'm so excited to like plant these new flowers. But the next day I might like rest completely and just like watch a bunch of Netflix and like not think about anything, right? So it's not a consistent effort in one way. It's more of a like an ocean, like an in and an out, like a kind of inspiration and then relaxing and kind of letting it all sit and process, because it does feel like this new thing that you're creating, it's like you want to do it right, and it seems like you want to do it in a more feminine way and in a way that is sustainable, that doesn't like burn you out. It's really about building like smarter, and this way is not going to be like through your force. It's not going to be like through your ambition or your ego. It's actually coming more from your almost like your creativity. So if you want tasks and things to do, I do have a few things that you can do in this time. So this is a time for new inspiration. So definitely doing what I like to call vibe shopping, which is actually this friend of ours, like from my brother's friend from growing up. He's an artist and he works for like really big clothing companies doing art for the clothing. And I like once asked him, I'm like, oh, like what is a work day for you? Like, what does this look like? And he's like, oh, like, you know, I'm like, are you literally like paint, like drawing all day? He's like, no, like most of the time I'm vibe shopping. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, like I basically like, I leave the office, I walk around, I go to different towns. I look at like just different types of art and even just like looking at nature. And that's like where the ideas come from. The actual creating part where he's actually drawing is a very small part of this creation process. So that is like kind of what I'm talking about for you guys. Like I actually see like you doing the thing for a very few amount of hours, where like the rest is about like receiving inspiration and like basically living your life to then really like create. So the creation feels like it'll be almost like 25%, where 75% is going to be living your life. So what does that mean? Like experiencing, like making sure that you are planning little day trips for yourself, or, you know, kind of making like being that annoying friend that's like, hey, like let's go to this like touristy place that we'd never go to in town, and let's experience this thing. That reminds me of like in Miami, there's this thing called the duck tours, that it's like this boat. I don't know. It's like half, it could be like a car, and then it also turns into like a boat or something. And it's like a tour. And when we were getting ready to leave Miami, I told Benny, I was like, we're going to do all the touristy things. Like we're going to take the kids on all the touristy things before we like leave. And that was like one of the things that we did. Then, you know, it's like you live in Miami and you've never seen it the way that actually a lot of people see it when they come to visit. So even things like that, guys, like that. So if you're in Miami, go take the duck tour if it still exists. But no, you know, like kind of like doing things that like you've never done that are simple. Like it doesn't have to be like, I have to plan this like bucket list trip to Egypt. Like no, like very small things like in your town. It also feels like people, like new, I keep talking about this in my Monday readings. I'm sorry for being annoying, but it's new people, like new communities and groups. So like, and that doesn't have to be like you're making new relationships, but it could be like, I'm going to the farmer's market today and I'm going to purposely have a random conversation with a stranger. So like, and I'm going to go a little bit longer than just like niceties. Like I'm going to like ask questions, or like purposely I'm going to sit at a coffee shop and purposely get into like a random conversation with a stranger. So it doesn't have to be as far as like, I need a new friend. It could be like simple things like that. But it looks like these new conversations are basically making space in your mind, because what's happening is that your mind, where it's coming from, was doing something very linear. Like it was like almost like you were like a pro or an expert in like what you were doing. And, or it was just like you were doing things the way things are supposed to be done. You know, like this is like the way people do it. And your brain had kind of like a track to getting from like A to Z. And this new place that you're going is very creative, and it's new. It's very trailblazer-y. So to really like let yourself make new pathways basically in the brain, and that's only going to come from random experiences, like surprise experiences. And I know that sometimes that feels overwhelming, but as simple as like, I drive the same way to work every day, I'm going to start to drive like new paths going forward, just so that your mind can get used to surprises, randomness, because there is a randomness to where you're going. It's like the universe needs enough space to surprise you and do like creative things in order to bring this into your life, because it really is. And that's why it's hard to see where you're going, because I can feel that like a lot of us are almost like being very graceful with like letting go, but there's such a blurriness about the future. And the reason for that is because it truly is something that you don't like have the imagination for yet, because it's a creation of your future self, and it's like a creation of the person like you're becoming, which is like very new. Like your insides are changing, your brain is changing. And then that like creation or invention actually comes from this new person that has had these new experiences, that has like gone out of their way to bring like a newness. So you're not supposed to know exactly how or what. You're more supposed to be working on like changing your insides. And it's not like, I think when we think changing our insides, we think a lot about like healing and like closing up our wounds and all that. It doesn't feel like that. This feels more open-mindedness, creative thinking, technology, like going outside the box, talking to people outside of like my industry, outside of my world, that kind of stuff. So it's not really like a fixing. It's more of a widening your horizons. Another thing to do with your time is like small commitments of expression. So actually this podcast, like I brought it out with like no expectations. Like I just knew I needed like a space to hear what was coming through me, you know, and to like, it's almost like a place of, I don't want to say self-discovery because I know this part of myself, but a little bit of like a laboratory for experimentation to see what's trying to move through me. And I'm just like grateful for the platform. I could have obviously done this. I'm even like playing with Substack, you know, like it just looks like it's like these platforms where we could express and play without the need to be perfect. So it feels like what you can do with your time right now is also, it's not experimentation. I feel like that's not the right word. It's actually like creating, but with no expectations, because what's in you, like what's like trying to move through you is already in you. Like it's actually like getting started. It's an energy that like lives within you, but you know, it's in you. So you can't see it unless you bring it outside of you. And that's like what creativity is and expression is so like good for. Actually, like this intuition exercise that I love to do, that definitely when I do like my in-person workshop, we will do it together, which is just like drawing out something that is within you and then intuitively reading the drawing, because it's kind of like that exercise that they give kids in therapy, like, oh, draw your parents or like draw your family. And like, you'll learn so much about a kid's parents or family, depending or even how the child feels about their family based off the drawing that they drew. That's kind of the point of this exercise. So like, I might be, let's say, like doing these podcast episodes, and maybe after five of them, six of them, I can be like, oh, like this is what's trying to come through me. Like this is where I'm headed. This is where I'm going. I might not even be able to see it after the first episode, right? But maybe after I do like a whole season, 12 episodes, I'll get an idea. And that's kind of what's like, that's something you can do with your time right now, is like find a platform or a medium where you can express or move the energy that's in you, and that you can take it outside of you and put it somewhere so that you can then observe it. And then the last thing you can do with your time that I was getting was to really love on yourself, because it does look like where you're coming from was pretty fucking hard. Excuse my language, but like it does look like you completed a hard thing, whether it might have looked like a quote unquote failure, or if it was just a hard thing, or it was a hard season, or if it was a hard relationship. Like you really did something, and no matter, you know, like what you thought the outcome was going to be, you completed something. So it's kind of like you completed, you know, high school, college, even if you're not the valedictorian, like you still completed, you know, 4 years of school or whatever. And that's what this feels like. And it feels like without loving on yourself, because that's, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not really like a healing season, because healing to me feels like, okay, I'm going to go deep into my past and like find my wounds and all that. And while, you know, like naturally there are going to be things that shift and heal within you, of course, because you're becoming a new person so that you can create something new. But the approach really feels like it's an approach of love. And in a way, like loving on yourself is just like a softer way to heal. And it's, there's a lot of like applause and a lot of acknowledging like where you're coming from and like kind of what you've done, who you've been, and acknowledging that. And it almost like from that love births like a certain, like this new child within you. So kind of like, you know, if you've had multiple children, like sometimes like the third one for us, Ethan, for example, it's like he was birthed from a lot of like love, and you know, and it was like Benny and I like kind of ending that old relationship, moving into the next relationship. And there's just so much love being like poured into him. So he carries like that vibration in a way. And he was like birthed from that. So it feels like this like little plant that is like birthing through you, that if you like love on it, it's the best kind of like nutrients that you can give it. It's going to grow like stronger. We're almost like the last place that you're coming from is almost how you love like your first child. You know, you're like hard on them sometimes or whatever. Or it was just like a little bit more of a, like you needed to be strict on yourself from the last place that you're coming from. Like you needed to be strict and consistent and kind of like put your head down and do hard things. And that was needed at the time. Like you did it the way that you were supposed to do it. But this is almost like the flower child version of you. Like, this is like the free version of you that's trying to come through. And she is going to really, is really going to do best with like the right amount of love and like applause also, like kind of, man, that was like amazing. Like, you know, what you just did, or like, you just did something great. Or I don't know. It's just an energy of love. It's a very strong inner mother that basically like births this new version of yourself, because you are birthing a new version of yourself. And like, so it might look like your life is changing, or that like, again, something's ending and there's like a new version, like a new, you know, like a job is ending and then this new job is coming. So it looks like it's something outside of you. That's like kind of maybe the way you might be understanding, but it's only happening because you are changing. So it's like your internal environment is changing. The way you love on yourself, let's say, is changing. And that's what then expresses a new, it's like, that's what reflects a new life. So I don't know if you know that combination, but that's what's happening. Like, you are becoming something, like somebody new, and therefore you will create a new different life. But the way that like new child within you is born is through a lot of love. Like, that's what she is literally drinking, like thirsting for love, and like a humor too. It's like a lightness. It's kind of like a funny love, like, oh, that was really horrible, or like, that was messy. That, like, you know, it's like a kind of a love, but also like not being serious. And that's like what lets this child, because there's a lot of play where you're headed to create like the next thing. Okay, to wrap this up, if I had to predict where you were going, again, you're like not meant to see it very clearly, but if I had to predict where all of us are going, everybody that's listening, it's a new structure. Like, it feels like if you were just coming from a maze that like that you called your life, it's a new maze, but an upgraded one. And just like anything, anytime you do something a second time, you just build it better. So it's a foundation. Like, it's a type of foundation. It feels like a lot of it might even be like root chakra stuff. It's a foundation that your life will stand on, but it's like an upgraded one. It's almost like if you built a new house, but you built like a smart house. You know, you're like, oh, we're going to make sure that it's energy efficient and it has like all this cool technology in it. That's kind of feels like where you're going. So if you're building a business and you were doing, let's say, before your old business, your old career was very like labor intensive, you know, exchanging your hour for that time, this feels like technology. Like, for example, let's say, you know, I've been doing readings for money, and that's kind of like an antiquated thing, like way of doing things, but I'm now going to create like an AI version of me, right? So it's like, it's still kind of, it might still be similar to what you're doing, but it's more efficient and it feels like there's like a technology to it. And then everything can like kind of grow off of that. So it's like building smarter, better. Also feels like where you're going is just more supportive of a more like holistic life, where life right now might feel kind of like highly focused in one area. So for example, like I'm highly focused as like being a mother, and like it feels like my whole identity is about being a mother, or like I feels like right now my identity is all about, you know, working, or all about like my relationship. It almost looks like you're gonna kind of fix something, make it more efficient so that you could be more well-rounded, so that you can just have a lot more leisure, first of all, like more leisure time. And just so that there's like more space in what you call yourself. I don't know if that means anything, but like more space in like what you identify with. So it's just like a place where you're going to make more time for yourself. And lastly, I would say that you're creating from a place of desire rather than necessity, because it's like where you just came from was, even if it was something creative, like, or even something that you wanted, it was kind of created from this place of like necessity. Like, I need to do it this way. I need this thing. Like, I have to have this. And what you're creating is like, I'm excited to have, I desire to have, I want to have. And it's it's just a whole new way of creating. And a lot of people are creating just the same way as you are. And it's going to be slower. Like, that's why it feels like there's a little bit of space between like where you are and where you're going. But you're going to be like so proud of yourself. Like after you've created this, like it's going to be like your best manifestation or like creation yet. And it does feel like it's also like quite inspiring. So if you feel a little bit like a crazy person right now, because you're maybe letting, like leaving a job that's good, or like leaving a relationship, or like things are looking messy, it does look like in a few years, I have goosebumps, like somebody's going to be like, oh my God, your story is so inspiring. And you're going to be like, really? Because I was a total like mess just like a few years ago. So it's just going to be a creation that you're very proud of. And it's from a place of desire rather than necessity. That's what I have for today. I hope that was helpful. And I'd love to know if it resonates with you guys. Like I just was feeling that like a lot of you are in that place. I'm just seeing a lot in my practice. So I wanted to have the conversation. I hope it's supportive. And if you could, I'm like, I really need a place to like be able to chat with you guys, because I know like in the podcast, it's not like you can leave me a comment. I think in Spotify you can. So if you leave me a comment there, I definitely see it. But also if you just like want to shoot me a DM on Instagram or share it on Instagram and let me know how it sits, if it resonates, and you can always leave me a review, you know, that's helpful. So thank you so much for listening. I love you much. And I will see you on Thursday for our business pod. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.